kill hardcore Asian. How's that?
You are all fools to challenge me. I'll crush you.
Been a long time since I've been at full power. Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war. We're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast.
Yeah, that's right. We're here for war. You guys are tuned into the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And tonight, we have an activist. We want to talk about corruption, people. You know, we talk about corruption on the show. It's ugly. We can't ignore it. Our government's corrupt. Our corporations are corrupt. Our institutions are corrupt. We need to get back to basics, people. We need to take a look at what's going on, regroup, and see what we're going to do about this problem in society. And I'm always looking for people to come on the show to talk about the problem and then talk about some solutions. Yeah, I mean, people are so stuck on the problem. But yes, we're stuck on the problem and we need to talk about it. So let's rehash it as many times as we need to, but we really need to get some fresh perspectives. We need to get some fresh people. We need to get some fresh resources. We need to get some fresh ideas. We need to have a movement here, people. We need to have a movement. You can't afford to be neutral on a moving train. Stuff's got to get done. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and invite our guest on the show tonight. Mike, do we have our guest ready? Okay, yes. Yeah, so we have Darlene Orvieto. Are you there?
Hello there. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Did I say your name correctly?
You did, Orvieto, yep.
Okay. And
can
so you
okay?
are... Yes, I hear you just fine. Absolutely.
Oh, good.
And you are with Massachusetts Corruption Exposed. Tell us about yourself and tell us about that, please. Go ahead.
Okay, sure. I'd be happy to. Yeah, so... So I'm a parent, victim of court corruption, been at it now for 8 years, long before my custody trial. I saw what was happening to me, not only in court, but dealing with a high-conflict individual who was my ex. And I started to get involved, and I started a YouTube channel. I started a Facebook page called Prevent PA. Parental alienation, and I've been pretty vocal. I, not too long ago, joined forces with a woman I've actually known for a long time. Funny enough, I used to indirectly work with her as a chiropractor for 16 years, and she was the paralegal at an office that I worked with on some patients. And come to find, one day I got an email from her with a lot of evidence and information about corruption she had been experiencing and witness to. Had amazing evidence, and we connected. So shortly thereafter, we connected with another individual, Anthony Becker, who is sort of on the parental alienation side of it. He's an alienated dad. I call him the peaceful warrior. He is that way. He's just an awesome guy, really good with reunification, is currently reunifying with his son. And the three of us, Robin initiated the Facebook page, Massachusetts Corruption Exposed, and the three of us are the founding members. And we have been organizing, and Robin is an amazing researcher, paralegal, and she's gifted in so many ways. And she's just really, she's a neat lady. So so we, in a very short period of time, our group, literally within about 2.5 weeks, grew to 300, and I think it's at 317 now. And we're still trying to, you know, just get it out there. We're trying to get a feel of how many people in Massachusetts have experienced the corruption through DCF, or we should say Child Protective Services, and Family Court. We actually do have a member who has been through horrific abuse through the criminal courts. She's also a lawyer, no longer practicing thanks to the corruption involved. And so we've met a lot of interesting people who have become excellent resources and bright minds. We all have different strengths, so we're really trying to maximize where those strengths are so we can organize better and really move forward with class action suits and, you know, just the different things that we are trying to organize to not only get the general public, people who have no idea, people who actually still believe in justice and truth, you know, that truth prevails, which I believe it will in the end, but, you know, right now we're the underdogs, and so we're really trying to push our initiative, to organize, and we've got some good things coming up that I'd like to share tonight. But that's basically what we're about. It's a pretty cool movement. We've got amazing people involved.
Well, you know, something that we have been trying to do, something I set out to do, is to try to get as many groups together as humanly possible. I have been more successful in media, independent media, than anywhere else. I'm sad to say, but you know, I've definitely got a team together, and I'm hoping that we can get this thing done because we have a goal to get all these groups together, all these individual groups to just get together and make one national organization. Now, when you do that, you're going to have a force, a real force. You're going to have someone, you're going to have an organization to be answered to. Okay, we need we need some Teamsters, and we need a Jimmy Hoffa. Okay, we need someone to make people move, make people answer for what's going on. And I'm definitely wanting to get all the leaders together of their own organizations and just go ahead and make a conglomerate. I think that's our first move. We need to, and when we move, it's going to scare the crap out of these people. And I want them crapping in their pants. I want them to understand that there's an army mounting against them. Okay.
I agree. I mean, I would like to say that, you know, every time I, you know, post something that I know could trigger somebody who's being exposed, you know, is it like to think that they're wetting their pants? You know, Robin is very much like that kind of person you're talking about, somebody who's really a Jimmy Hoffa. In fact, you know, I have to say that she's so public and so vocal about all the corruption that she's aware of in Massachusetts, and this morning her Facebook page was taken down. One of the problems with Facebook is, like, we have an initiative that we're going to be I'm going to be promoting tonight, but also something we're moving on very soon that I'll share with the audience and hopefully get everybody on board with this. And so I've been posting also to start things moving. And now I'm in Facebook jail till, you know, May 27th. So it's going to take an army to get this out there because, you know, when you start, and my post was so, it was so bland, you know, but it was still, you know, I was still put in Facebook jail. And I have to say, I want to say this on national radio, that right now Robin is MIA. So we don't know, like, she exposed the corruption of a lot of politicians and lawyers in Springfield, Massachusetts.
I've spent most of my evening trying to get in touch with her. And
would you happen to have access to her work? Things that she's written.
So
down,
she's out of work right now.
No. I mean her work. Work. Her.
So yeah. We have certain documents that can basically light the fire under most of these corruptors. We have them in a safe space. Let's put it that way. But I'm very concerned about Robin. You know, we can't. I have tried her on email, on Messenger, on phone, and text, and I'm not hearing from her. So she recently went on a huge barrage of posts exposing so many people for what they've done, and now here we are. We can't even find her. So hopefully Robin's safe. She's okay, and the right thing has happened. She's also been working with certain organizations that could be keeping her safe right now. I don't really know yet, so you know that will play out. We'll hopefully, and if she doesn't show up by tomorrow, I'm going to do a missing persons report, of course. So I thought that it was important to mention that on national radio because we're really concerned. And you know, we're all of us, you know, it's funny, you're just a normal, everyday person, and then you're abused horribly by these broken and corrupt state systems, all of a sudden you become a vigilante, you know, and I call myself a whistleblower, a change maker, you know, I mean, an advocate, an activist, I mean, whatever it takes, you know, and I'm sure I'm going to be, as this thing grows and grows, I'll probably be abused for it as well, you know, by family court. Even though I'm a very fit parent, have not been found to be an unfit parent, and yet have been removed from my kids' lives. I still see my kids, not very much, but I still see them. But every aspect of their lives have been removed from. I mean, when you become a parent, you know, you have dreams and ideas about how your life's going to, you know, continue with your children and all the milestones and all the things you fantasize about when you're a parent. And, you know, you have children, you love your children, and all of a sudden all that's gone. You've been alienated, actually, by the family court. Like, who the hell are they to tell me I can no longer be involved in my kids' lives? I mean, it's just amazing. And I have now connected with, I think the number's at eight other parents now who are abused by the same judge. And we're researching a bill of address to try to get her removed. I'm working on a recusal. She's actually also violated my American disability rights. And it's really funny because, I mean, it was a blatant violation, like right there on the record in court. And I filed all the necessary grievances, all the right paperwork with all the right organizations, and it has been completely ignored. So now my next thing is to find a disability lawyer and actually sue the court. So if anybody's listening, if you have any good connections, let me know. So there's a lot of parents involved here who are dealing with DCF, where DCF will, for you know, a simple allegation made by somebody who doesn't even like you or something, they'll just take your children. I mean, DCF or Child Protective Services is a horrible, corrupt agency, which I believe is trafficking children to the elite, you know, and that, you know, that might be far-fetched for a lot of people, but it's not for me. I think it's a very real thing that's occurring. I figured it was safe to share those ideas that I feel have plenty of facts to back them up. And it's really disgusting. I mean, the abuse, the lies, the manipulation, the judges are all involved. You know, the attorney, I'm sure the attorney generals get kickbacks for children that are, you know, the money they make off of children that are taken. I mean, it's really horrible. I tried to do a tweet tonight, with a hashtag that we have created. And, tweets aren't even loading tonight. So it's kind of disappointing because I want to have people, start to tweet and follow the tweet of hashtag family first, foster last. Family first, well, foster last.
You know, we can take... I really wish people would do this. I used to be a flyer handing out mofo back in my day, a few years ago. I mean, I covered square miles and you know, out of my own pocket, just flyers. You know, if we can get one person per square mile to just hand out a flyer, we can cover the entire planet and everybody would know what's going on.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
that's right. Yeah, I mean, it's not hard. It's not difficult. I mean, you're going to spend $100 on paper and printer ink. Okay, fine. But that square mile, it's worth it. I don't regret, you know, the several square miles. I cover entire apartment complexes. I've done so many things of that nature. And it just... The overwhelming, and it's very rewarding. There's some people that will just stop you and talk to you, and you really get to reach people. It doesn't matter how crazy it is. There are some people that's like, yeah, I know what's going on, or no, tell me about it. Oh, so this is what happened to my cousin. Oh, you know, people start piecing things together.
Yep.
You know, for these things that, society doesn't see as a whole, and that is the real goal there. Let me ask you something. Do you know Robin McCandles?
Robin McCandles? No, I don't.
Your Robin is just like my Robin.
Really?
She's been through hell and back. Everything with the CPS and APS. They killed her father, took her inheritance. The works. And just because she was trying to sue to get her millions of dollars of inheritance back, Denver. Colorado. Denver, Colorado. Pueblo County, Colorado. And so it's really bad up there, too, I hear. But it's, and she's in and out of jail. Police keep raiding her place, beating her up, sending criminals to raid her place and beat her up. She's constantly in jail without cause, without warrants,
right.
without anything,
yep.
Just to silence her. Yep. So she missed her court date. She can't continue on with her lawsuit. And
right.
So, yeah, she's always MIA. Supposed to have started doing a TV show, and she's always MIA. She's in jail two, 3 weeks at a time with no charges on the docket.
Wow. It's something. I just can't believe the mass amount of corruption that is occurring in each state. I mean, on Facebook, you could see it. Ohio is horrible. Pennsylvania is horrible. I mean, there's so much corruption. It's really mind blowing. And, things have been set up in such a way that really make it very hard to overcome. I do believe so much is coming to the surface right now during this pandemic that, you know, that it's, you know, it's inescapable. I mean, no doubt the light is going to win over the darkness. And, you know, all of us, you know, are just having a voice and sharing and taking whatever action we can to bring awareness. I mean, we're gonna overcome it. You know, we're in a very it's actually an incredible time to be alive because we are watching it full force. We're watching it happen. We're watching the fall, the cabal. We're watching. I mean, I'm in Massachusetts. You know, I mean, this is like the home of the deep state. You know, it's like what a state to have. You know, some of these things occur that, and the group of parents that I'm working with, and you know, I want to mention what we're working on currently, and we thought, what better?
We're going to have to let that wait for commercial break.
Okay. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Yes, we are back, and this is our short segment, but our guest is on such a roll there, I would like her to continue going. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. So Melvin Punch, who is, he does the Foster War Facebook page.
Yes.
He does a Family Case Files TV show.
That's my show.
Very,
yes.
Yep. He's very active in Massachusetts as far as advocating for parents and trying to expose the crimes of DCF and Child Protective Services. He had an idea that we've been discussing for a few days now, which we thought was fabulous idea, and you know, we'll see if we can pull it off based on whatever the limits of Twitter are. But we came up with our hashtag, which is hashtag Family First, Foster Last. And we have come up, you know, we're still doing a little fine-tuning of a tweet that we are, we would like to have as many people, parents, whomever, tweet the president on Twitter, as much as many tweets as we can get to ask him to return our children. So, you know that because of this pandemic, many states are releasing certain prisoners. You know, I mean, that's a whole cluster in itself because it just doesn't make sense in some cases. But here they're releasing prisoners because of the virus, but there are so many parents that haven't had any contact with their children who are being held hostage by Child Protective Services in 2 months. And it's just incredible. I mean, this is also happening to a lot of non-custodial parents who have been victimized by family court, and the custodial parent is withholding the child, using the virus as an excuse in some shape or form. And in the meantime, a lot of these kids are becoming alienated. So, you know, the madness has to stop, and it's only going to stop with we the people. So we would like to send the president a tweet asking him respectfully to release our children, because, you know, the prisoners are being released. Why not release children to parents who have not been convicted of any crimes, you know, against children or otherwise? You know, most parents who are victimized, you know, in some cases, you know, all the accusations have been unsubstantiated. Some of these cases are even closed, and yet the children are not being returned. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to how Child Protective Services operate. I mean, some of the stories I hear, sometimes I hate being an empath because it just breaks your heart. You can't even fathom the pain a parent feels, the torture that the child is experiencing in an abusive foster home, or even if the foster home is not abusive, to be separated from a parent. You know, it's kind of like this shelter in this lockdown. You know, if you look at the research, you know, what we're doing, we're not going about this the right way. You know, keeping people socially distanced and keeping people isolated is actually put them at greater harm. So it's similar to Child Protective Services. So if we're going to be letting criminals out of jail, then I think we can let these children go home when there's no reason to keep them in the first place, other than the mass amount of money that CPS, Child Protective Services, is getting from taking these children. You know, they're kidnapped. You know, and it's mind blowing that our country is allowing this to happen. And I do believe that, you know, more and more civil these class action suits are being won. More and more, people are being held accountable, whether it's social workers or managers involved in the crimes. Little by little, people are being held accountable. But, you know, we have very little time to act on this, given the lockdown, given the pandemic as it stands right now. So we really need to get this tweet out. So we're going to be announcing this on every platform we possibly can. We have many people involved, because several of us who are being more vocal about how this is going to go down are being shut down by Facebook. So we're going to be making
that
this.
Is the problem. That is the
yep,
problem.
It is.
Facebook. But yep. Hey, we have to go to Station ID. This is our short segment. We're going to go Station ID. We'll be right back. And I have so much I want to say to this, but we'll be right back. Hang on, guys.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And, well, sorry guys, my throat's a little dry here. I sitting here talking to the Jackal during the break. I'm going to have him come on to the after show. I don't know what we're going to talk about. Darlene, you can stick around for the after show hour if you'd like, and we can continue the subject.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, so we'll have that to look forward to. So, I don't want to discourage you, but I do want to let you know this is not the first time people have come up with the campaign of mass tweet to Trump. A group of targeted individuals, this group, that group, and they have all been ignored by Trump.
Yep. Well, we're hoping, if nothing else, maybe we'll
catch some national attention. You know, who knows, maybe the news. I mean, at some point, something has to break. And with what's going on in the world right now, I think the timing is pretty good for something like this. So we'll see how it pans out, you know. And even if our tweet isn't successful, you know, just to let people know that, you know, if everybody could, you know, even create a Facebook page called Their State's Corruption Exposed and just start to, whether Twitter, Instagram, whatever, just start to find people in your state that have been abused by broken and corrupt systems and start to bring people together.
The thing is, though, I've been doing analytics on Facebook, and trust me, I know all about Facebook. Lawsuit is starting against Facebook for, you know, them basically attacking my media. It's not, it's one thing to censor, but they've literally attacked and tried to suffocate my media. And we're going to court over that. But wow. That aside, they are shutting everybody down.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, we've had to get so many people, and we have to add some more people to our pages. We have lots of pages, and, you know, they got rid of the big man, Anthony Thomas, on Facebook, you know, the director and owner of all this media that we are doing here, and it just destroyed his page. And so, you know, that's
wow,
part of the lawsuit here. And
it's just amazing.
Yes, and they started knocking off anyone who had control over our media pages one by one. So one person was not allowed to even join back up, and then they almost got rid of Agatha's page, her profile, because she is the next controller of all the pages. And once we talked to our lawyer about that, oh, all of a sudden, her page is back. So
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, these people, they're sick. They really think they're going to control everything. Now, there is so much that will be blocked. And we caught them shadow banning yesterday. I know I talked about this already, but we literally screen recorded the shadow banning, information being put out, then information completely not visible to anyone else, but the sender's profile, it should have been visible to everyone else, and it was not. So we screen recorded that scenario, and that's what they're doing
so
to a lot of
people.
That is
happening.
People don't realize. Well, yeah. A lot of people don't realize that their stuff is not being seen. They can post into 1,000 groups. Yeah, you know you post it, and then Facebook will slap a 30-day restriction on you, and nobody is going to be able to see those posts except for you when you go back and visit the page.
Right.
You'll see there's no likes, no views, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I've experienced that as well, and that's a really weird thing to be posting some really powerful information, and, like, you don't see any likes, no comments, no nothing, and it took me a little while to get it, but I realized what was happening.
Yes, so they'll control who sees what. And as far as, you know, swamping Trump with tons of tweets, you know, they'll just put something else in the news. They're going to cover it with something else. They cannot afford to let this go out to the light of day. They really can't even, because if that happens once, then everybody's going to do it. And then they really.
But I believe that right now there's some protections up. Like, for instance, Robin's page. I can't tell you how long that public page was active. Well, she was using names, details of kickback, drug use, just incredible. I mean, like one of the corrupt lawyers, his parents are like in bed with the Clintons, you know, and they really help a lot on their campaign. And because of the cover-up that was done of Robin's abuse, by a specific lawyer. This lawyer was then appointed as a family court judge in Springfield. And I have a friend who has a case with this judge, and she's so incompetent. And, like, she doesn't even enforce her own orders. Blatant perjury being proved, and, you know, like, the evidence is incredible, and this judge is just, I mean, there's more to it, obviously. Not only is she incompetent and doesn't enforce her own orders, but she's obviously trying to promote, you know, injustice. And for some reason, family court really likes abusers. They like to give custody to abusers. They like to keep people in court as long as possible, keep that gravy train going, you know.
I'm trying my best to educate every activist comes up, every anti-CPS activist comes up and says, oh, they always give it the children to the abusers. People, understand, nope. This is MK Ultra. You have trauma, abuse, mind control, trauma-based mind control. Everything's based off, the entire system currently is based off of MK Ultra. This is what the CIA didn't care about, you know, technology information being leaked, because, you know, all the other, you know, and the NSA has it, the Army has it, they have this technology, it gets shared around, it gets shared about. What they were shredding, the paperwork that they were shredding before it got to the church committee, was how they were going to shape all institutions to perform Luciferian MK Ultra programming.
Yeah,
that's what they got rid of. That's the evidence. How they were going to change the court system, how they were going to change the school systems, how they were going to change every institution that we have to deal with. I want every family rights activist to understand this fact.
Yeah. The other thing that people really need to get a good grasp of is voting. Now, I personally believe that our votes are controlled anyway, although somehow Trump made it in, but he also has been protected as far as the impeachment goes. But as far as voting goes, we have to stop electing lawyers as politicians, because they just keep the gravy train going. We need to start electing non-lawyers into office, because if you're going to elect a lawyer, then nothing's going to change.
Well, on the other side of that token, you're going to have people who don't know anything about law, and they're going to have handlers, and the president or governor, whoever's going to say they want to do something, oh, sir, you can't do that. This. And they're going to believe what they're
saying. Well, that's a good point. And hopefully there would be protections put into place. But yeah, of course, that, you know, it's a very real possibility.
I'm really not trying to be a downer on you, but these things have to be fully fleshed out. You know, these talks have to be had, and I don't want anybody going anywhere with half-baked plans and high expectations.
Right.
So,
well, I understand. You're probably familiar with Dr. Shiva. I'm working on his campaign, actually, but He was just recently, not too long ago, totally screwed over by his own lawyer, who was a good friend of his for many years. And he got rid of him, you know, but he's going to be sure now, from now on, to somehow to vet the lawyers that he has to work with in order to do his job, and to do it the way that he wants to do it, which is to expose the corruption, which is to make sure that we are informed correctly, not with, you know, the ongoing flu of lies that we're hearing now. So hopefully, you know, people that get into office who are not lawyers will take the same precautions, you know, because now, especially now with what's going on in the world, I mean, I think that anybody really getting into politics who's passionate and is a non-lawyer understands what they're up against. And knows that they have to take certain precautions, otherwise they're not going to be successful. So that's a very good point. But hopefully, there would be ways around that.
Well, the thing is, we need to be sure that our representation is there. I really don't like, I mean, yes, we have a president, and the president's supposed to handle the affairs of the people, but the president is one man, and in our case, the president is one man with his own agenda, and, you know, I really don't care what Trump does. As long as he brings up the value of the dollar again, he might be able to save the economy. He might be able to do something awesome. I don't know. I'm not
going to
judge. Get
rid of the bad actors. He needs to get rid of the bad actors.
And
Firefox.
Yeah. No, it's I just really want people to take personal responsibility. Because people can blame the system all they want to and say, we need to do this, we need to do that, but it needs to be action. There needs to be action. There needs to be a physical response to everything that is done wrong. There needs to be something. There needs to be a boycott. There needs to be a shift of this. There needs to be a shift of that.
There's a lot of people that need to go to jail, I can tell you that. There's judges, there's lawyers, there's, like, most of CPS, they all belong behind bars. I mean, it's amazing. Accountability needs to happen, really. I mean, that's what needs to happen, accountability, because it's amazing what people are getting away with, and people are suffering as a result of it. And that's really the core of our movement, is to try to hold people accountable and to change legislation and find ways to get, you know, the mass amount of people that we can involve in in exposing the corruption. So again, I want to encourage states to create their own pages, whether it be on all the different social media accounts. Maybe what's that one called? Brevet. Brevet, I don't know that much about it yet, but that might be a pretty secure place to start a movement.
Reddit is for trolls.
Not Reddit. It's not Reddit. It's a different one. It starts with a B. Oh, yeah,
I'm not sure.
I wish I could remember the name of it, but it's another, like a lot of YouTubers who are getting their videos removed have gone to that platform. It starts with a B, and it's supposedly a much
BitChute.
Do you know much about that?
Yes, I have a BitChute account. There's also a TrueTube. That's brand new.
Oh, TrueTube. I like that.
TrueTube, go there. That, it looks just like YouTube, but it's black. I like the black lighting of it. It's not this intensive, eyeball searing white that YouTube uses.
Right.
But anyhow,
okay. The blue light.
Well, these other platforms definitely people need to leave. Facebook, people need to leave. YouTube, people need to go where they can have a voice and have a say. And I'm going to tell you right now, that might be something that's going to happen in the future here. Very soon. I'm feeling very prophetic about that. I'm feeling that that's coming up very soon. Very soon.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what's going to happen. I think people need to start going to platforms where truth can be told without you know, without getting without videos being removed, without being censored. That's it. The censorship has to stop.
And I wish that we can sort of just take a step back and we can go old school again. Remember forums? Okay, I mean, we need to have something like Reddit, but for activists. It doesn't need, you don't need to have, you know, these huge convoluted profiles. You know, you got a million pictures and a million videos and all this data. No, all you need is an account to where you can just visit a forum and place a comment or a link to a video, and that's it.
Yeah,
we need to go old school like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know how much information you can get through just by going back to that simple format again?
Yeah, yeah. But well, you know, Facebook, it's kind of like what's happening with Flame.
I'm sorry,
we're all having to. I was just going to say we're all having to look at our lives and go back to basics right now. You know, like a lot of people are doing gardens. A lot of people are trying to go back to basics. So as far as social media goes and connecting, it looks like we might have to do that as well if we want to get the truth out, if we want to continue to expose what's happening, because, you know, Zuckerberg is not helping the cause. His behind has been, you know, has been bought, and, you know, he's, who knows if he's in it head over heels or if he's just, you know, a pawn. But
Darlene, he's Data from Star Trek. I really do believe he's an android.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Yeah. Yeah.
He's not even real. He was never real to begin with.
Yeah. I think you're right about that.
Well, just for the audience here, because I want people to be able to reach you just in case they're not going to listen to the second hour here.
Yep.
How can people get to you? Please go ahead and plug your organizations and your contact information.
Okay. So Facebook page is Massachusetts Corruption Exposed. I can be reached at... you can, let's see, I'm trying to think, what's most appropriate? Should I give email versus phone number?
Yeah, whatever you wish. If your organization has a phone number, go ahead. I wouldn't give out your personal phone number.
Yeah,
if you got email, that's
fine. We don't have a separate phone number. That is definitely something we have to consider. Actually, one of our members did talk about using a separate Google number, which, you know, if it's connected to Google, who knows how safe that is. But but we don't have that
fine.
Yet. So, I'm happy to give out my email.
Go ahead and give out your email, but I'm just going to tell you, using Google Phone, I mean, there's no problem with it. It's not guaranteed that you'll get all of your calls, just like with any other service. All these people are linked together hand in hand, so if they want to censor and disrupt. So I wouldn't be paranoid of it.
Right.
Call
right.
And get as many ways to people reach you as humanly possible, for sure. But yes,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, so we'll have to get that going. But right now, you can definitely reach us on Facebook, Mass Corruption Exposed, if you're a parent dealing with alienation, Prevent PA. And then we can connect you with other Facebooks from the founding members of Mass Corruption Exposed. Also, you can use the email powertrio513@gmail.com. There's three founding members. One of them is currently MIA, but there's three of us. And so it's powertrio513@gmail.com. Please definitely email me if you have, if you just want to, if you have ideas for how to move forward, because every state is experiencing the same corruption that Massachusetts is, and we are the home of the deep state. So anybody in Massachusetts who's listening to this who isn't already involved, definitely, we're trying to really get our army together. We're trying to get an idea of what our numbers look like in Massachusetts. So please, you know, either email me or contact us on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Love to hear from you.
Please, people, contact Darlene or Vieto.
Yep.
Please.
O-R. Let me spell it, because then people can look at my personal Facebook page, too. Darlene or Vieto, ORV as in Victor, IETO or Vieto.
Okay. Yes. We need to get together right now.
Thank you so much for having me on tonight. I really appreciate it.
Well, I want you to stick around after the end of the show here. We're going to have a second hour for the after show, and, you know, we can be a little bit more casual and relaxed, talk about what we need to talk about any further. We're going to be joined by Mr. Well, I should use his radio name. We're going to be joined by the Jackal. Yes, that's right. You heard the Jackal. And also, we are going to be joined by Bill the Butcher from, The Butcher Shop. And we're going to have, you know, a little talk like we always do. And you can always call in, people. I do believe we'll have time enough to take calls for the second hour. Phone number is 800-313-9443. Once again, that phone number is 800-313-9443. So, yes, give us a call, give us some ideas, show your support, and I'm pretty sure our regulars will call in, and whoever else is not a regular, don't be intimidated, call in. So,
amen.
I want to thank you for this first hour. Wonderful, wonderful guest. I like the shows where I don't have to talk so much. People are so full of information. You got to have that platform of free speech. I'm sick of Facebook. I'm sick of the government. I'm sick of all of these entities that just want us to bend over it and take it quietly.
Well, oh my gosh, our constitutional rights are so trampled on, it's not even funny. I mean, I've had my civil liberties totally violated by a family court. A family court. I mean, come on. Like, all I did was get divorced. You know, it's like...
That's like getting robbed by the milkman. You know,
and then there's these gag orders that, you know, that some people are dealing with. Gag orders. It's like, are you kidding me? You can KMA. Gag order? No, thank you. Like, throw me in jail.
You know what? I plan on giving them something to gag on. So, with that said, I want to thank you once again, and thank you to my audience. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.